Belle Isle, James River Island, site of the Confederate prison camp, Richmond. If saying makes it so, he thought it might. He wanted to believe everything said in that whisper of snow, slipping through the chafed branches, the mottled gray and black branches, their shells of clear shining lacquer, the red berries and green holly sharp against the ice-glazed brush. It was the thin whisper of someone he should know, unceasing. He had not expected beauty. It was Belle Isle. Beauty was not expected. Still, it was true. He wanted to believe he could go on marching, one foot, marching on into something of hope, someplace warm. But he was tired. Tired and beyond being cold, he wanted to sit down. He would be quiet. It would be sudden Christmas. He would be simply stopping a moment to take in the quiet and fresh snowfall in the wood, simply stopping a moment on his way home, candles in each window, lighting the way home, one foot bundled in rags, the other flopping in a torn boot, the boot of a man shot as he ran for the river. Or was it artillery that time, a canister blast? No, it was only a boot looking for its mate, as they marched away from him there, where he stood on one foot, the other gone to frost, waiting at the road's edge, watching the prisoners march away around the bend into sheets of snow, turning over the page, shuffling through 63 into 64. Then, one foot, he was in the trees, and the straggling rear guard moved past without a sound, entering nothing but memory, and hope ran away, hid her face, the face of Eve, face of his sister, face of the one who listens, who knows his dreams, his nightmares, the dream of the woman in the purple garden, the nightmare of the man in the purple maze, the sister who had watched over him, it seemed, as he chewed another of the dark berries, nothing but raw turnips once in 3 days, but the purple berries had helped and were helping. His tongue had swollen his throat shut. He could not say prayer's first word, could only sip a bit of cool air, whispering it in, just as the serpent had told Eve, "You will never die." The secret name of Eve has always been hope, and hope will never die. Sister whose soft voice was there again now, no one else, whispering, no one else to see now or care, no one to miss. And just then he could see how it might be years from now in this place, could see a man might come walking these woods, he might even be grieving, a man who thought he hated his life, maybe grieving without any longer knowing why, but a man with more than brush in his belly, who would come across this place, stand here a moment, stopped on the path toward home, which had been the path of his own perfect escape, where he disappeared without a trace into windswept snow. I am that man. I walk on Belle Isle, and there is a cold spot I step into each time, and something inhabits me there, and has given me this to say. And saying makes it so, and so we hesitate. He thinks of how he never had a sister, how I have always wanted a sister with a name like hope, like charity, and he knows all that will be coming after him, fearful at this last beauty before he goes, but listening when the branches, haloed in the weak sun, shake in the low wind, the scuffle and clack, waiting, alone with it, the clear white skin and shining eyes, the rubbed silk voice saying, "It's all right now," whispering, "Right," whispering, "Now." So he sits down.